Post game Saturday, we're in the Vezalingo suite with coach Martin Grubb and defenseman Craig Mitchell. Great win against Blackburn, 6-4 in the cup. Martin, how do you think that kind of character, I think, sums it up?
Yeah, I think at the first period we started well. Second period was a bit of catastrophe, similar to last week. And we went in at the end of the second. Craig and I had a chat. Scott McMeekin as well, we had a wee chat about how we wanted to make a few changes, and we asked the boys to show character. We've said that all along, that good teams find a way to bounce back, and good teams always find a way to win hockey games, and regardless of whether Blackburn are short or not, we've done that many a time and won games, so we knew it would still be tough. And as you say, I think character is a good word. We showed a lot of it and we kept going, and even when they started coming back into the game, we kept the composure. We played very disciplined, and I think we got what we deserved.
And talking about last week, Craig, obviously there's a feed down there. Solway went down there short, so he kind of paid back almost when Blackburn have come up here short. But yourself at the back end, obviously there was only two recognised defencemen, so had a hell of a job from the guys at the back.
Yeah, I thought we done really well. Obviously we were short, but as you say, we've got quality, and that's the main thing. We might have shorter bodies, but we've got quality right through. Other teams in the league just simply don't have that quality we have. And I thought the young guy stepped. I thought young Kerr had a great game. I think he's going to develop into a good player, and I thought we deserved it tonight. And I thought we were, don't know for a word last week, we maybe got brought down to their level a bit last week, but overall we're happy with tonight, and we'll enjoy that one tonight.
And working at the back, obviously Jordan Boyle coming in from Whitley Bay, covering on in goal, made some big stops when it was needed.
Yeah, he had a great game tonight. Obviously Spud had him at the GB, and we've heard about him, and tonight I think he showed up very well, and done himself no harm, and his reputation will flourish after that game tonight.
And Martin, obviously building on that, 2 points in the cup, you've got a Sunday off, going down to Telford next week, kind of regrouping, hopefully chances of building on the team.
Yeah, I think for us the main thing was it was important to get the first win. We obviously struggled a little bit last weekend. We're a bit short, and we make no excuses. We have, as Craig says, we've got the quality to go and upset teams anywhere. And we were just highly disappointed when we spoke last Saturday, and this week we knew by any means that we could, we had to get a victory, we had to get a bit of confidence. Very pleased for Richard Bentham getting off the mark. I think he needed a goal. He's been working a bit, probably too hard if you like, to just try and get something. Young Duncan Spears ended up with what was a game-winning goal, going to the net, doing the small things, and as Craig said, we've got a lot of kids who've stepped up and done well, so it was really, really important to get the win. It gives us a week off now to go back to training and just work on things, because we won't hide it, we're still making too many mistakes, and as we discussed last week, we're still looking to add to the group that we have. We have a small group, but we've got a good group, and we're still waiting on the right person. We're in negotiations with a couple of people now. And in an ideal world, we'd like to have at least one new face in for the Telford game. If we can do that, we definitely will. But if not, we'll go with the same group. We'll work hard in practice. We'll continue to blood the kids because they deserve to play, and we'll see what we can do down there.
And the likes of Stuart Kerr and Duncan Spears as well, they were in Belfast this morning.
It's been a hard weekend for them. They went last night, they watched the Giants and Caps, I'm led to believe, and then they played this morning, straight on the boat, straight into cars and back here. We knew they would make it in time for the start of the second period, so we thought it was important to add a few extra bodies to our roster. And it was, you know, it was maybe a little bit unfortunate on some of them to start with. They came in and we lost a couple of goals, and it's through no fault of what the kids done, so we felt we had to strip it back a wee bit and go back to experience to get the win. But I think it's again, as Craig's already said, there's quality there. There's a good group of kids. If they keep working hard and keep learning and keep playing games, more importantly, they're going to get better. And it's important for us to continue to work with homegrown talent, and we're pleased with how they're performing so far.
And Craig chipping in with a goal at the front end as well, must be nice.
Ah, it's always in me. I just save the moment, pick the right time, and tonight I think was the right time to step up and do it.
And looking ahead to the Telford game, playing in the APL Cup, obviously you've played at that higher level. What do these mean for the club to play against the likes of the APL teams to kind of better themselves?
I think through the last couple of years we've seen that we're ready to challenge against the bigger teams. We dominated last year, and I think this year was the chance for us to step up and show not only what our senior guys can do, but the younger guys can do, and it gives them a taste of what they can emulate to if they want to move south of the border and play in a professional setup. This next weekend against Telford, I know the few of the guys, Jason Silverthorne, it's going to be a tough game, but the guys will only benefit from the experience, and hopefully we'll go in there and put on a good show.
And the next home game, Sheffield again in the EPL, Sheffield Steel Dogs, Andrew's Circus comes in again, similar sort of test.
Yeah, well, everybody knows what to expect. He's been around Britain for long enough. He's a character, and that's what British hockey needs. He needs characters, and yeah, I'm not sure how they got on tonight, but we'll be ready for them as well. You know, every team we're going to play is going to be tough. Slava and Peterborough as well. It's going to be a tough games, but one we look forward to.
And Martin, just quickly on the EPL Cup, we've already touched on it a couple of times this year. That it's kind of testing yourself at a higher level and showing that you're all ready to step up.
Yeah, I think it's important for players' development. I think even as a league, there's been a number of teams shown that we've strengthened, we've tried to grow the league, and I think we've been at the forefront of that. So I think we deserved, along with the other teams, but we certainly deserve to be testing ourselves against these higher quality players. I mean, like we say, if you're a young player getting the chance to go up against some of these guys, when you look next week, we go up against a guy like Jonathan Weaver. You can't help but better yourself and learn and watch. And it's important for us, for us to grow as a club, to try and grow our fan base, and for us as a club and as players to see exactly where we are. We know we're short on imports compared to that level of hockey, and there's not as much money flies about the lower leagues as there is in the EPL, but I think there's a lot of quality in our team and a lot of quality in our league, and hopefully the teams will prove that, particularly at home. I think the road games will be tough, but if we can prove that at home, and again, as we say, we'll travel with what we travel with. Ideally, we'll say we might have a couple of new guys in, but no matter where we go, we'll give a good account of ourselves, and we'll ensure that we go and basically give the fans a game of hockey and it's played in the proper manner.
Excellent. Well done on the win. Shake your hand for one and match.
Thank you.
And we'll see you again soon.